say, baby? What you waiting on? For you? Ain't no other fish in the sea. What you waiting on? Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me. Don't talk me anymore. I was here in the beginning and I'll be here forevermore. Acknowledge me. I only wanna be your friend. I can make you happy, baby, over and over again.
In one of my early blogs, this is blog 51, Seeing and Feeling the Communal Alternative, which I began writing and shared on the Nascence website in October 2009, continuing it into 2010. I was caught by the implications of the fact suggested by Virginia Woolf with her comment, creatures of illusion as we are, that we are made of stories and that the stories we're made of define us. And this is from that blog. The stories that reverberate in us prepare our bodies for what's needed of us. And then now I'm adding, prepared by whom? Who gives us our stories and why? Are the questions each child must make conscious. So we have to help them with that. So in the story, the statesmen tell us to internalize. Our lives are circumscribed by what the market buys. Recall, the power guys hide behind the economy. But what our bodies need deeply is the feeling of life fertilizing unboundedly, a conscious unconsciousness of courage to confront first passive obedience and then the totalitarian threat, which now I realize is the same thing. But how invent the self as hero, invite a willingness without limits when our bodies don't know it? And this is what the state requires of parents, that they break the will, quote unquote, of the child, its allegiance to itself, to freedom above all else. The stories we're given by the system are designed to deceive our bodies into believing their feeling, when to really feel means interacting with what exists authentically. Or another way of saying that, to really feel means to interact with what's not being hidden behind backs, does not require the unconscious to unpack or a truth-sayer to decipher. It is that internal sensor, that energy sink, a system default activated when we try to think. An energy sink designed to sink us, sapping our strength when we most need it. If they can drain off our analytic capacities into time-sucking projects of the unconscious, it could take us years before decoding the malevolences they're unfolding. When everything around us is a lie, our energy gets sapped trying to figure out why. I found a great example today, and I was writing this on April 23rd, 2010. As I continue to sail in my meandering way through the dense bliss of Samuel Butler's flesh, the way of all flesh. In similar words, I guess we're similar birds, he explained how the conscious Ernest had to allow the Ernest within to shepherd him. Quote from Samuel Butler, "You are surrounded on every side by lies which would deceive even the elect, if the elect were not generally so uncommonly wide awake. The self of which you are conscious, your reasoning and reflecting self, will believe these lies and bid you act in accordance with them. This conscious self of yours, Ernest, is a prig, begotten of prigs and trained in priggishness. I will not allow it to shape your actions, though it will doubtless shape your words for many a year to come. Your papa is not here to beat you now. This is a change in the conditions of your existence and should be followed by changed actions. Obey me, your true self, and things will go tolerably well with you, but only listen to that outward and visible old husk of yours, which is called your father. And I will rend you in pieces even unto the third and fourth generation as one who has hated God. For I, Ernest, am the God who made you.
This is your-